a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
A car crash in South Salt Lake has sent 4 people to the hospital, including a group of people who were hit on the sidewalk.
KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with what we know. Amy?
Amanda, this crash happened last night at the corner of 33rd South and West Temple in South Salt Lake. Police say 3 people were hit while they were on the sidewalk. That includes a 1-year-old baby. Police say a GMC truck was turning northbound when it crashed into a car going the other direction. That car then was sent into the sidewalk where a man, a woman, and a child were standing. They were all sent to the hospital in critical condition. The driver of the truck also sent to the hospital with injuries. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
An investigation also underway after a body was found in the water at Bear Lake. The Rich County Sheriff's Office says they found Kyle Walker's car near the lake, and it had been left overnight. They later learned the last time anyone had heard from Walker was on Saturday.
KSL's top national stories this hour. High-stakes primaries are taking place in 5 states today, with Georgia taking center stage.
More than 850,000 votes in Georgia are already in, and this time we're going to see those early vote totals post early in the evening. This is more than the early vote in 2018 and 2020.
ABC's Steve Osunsami reporting from Atlanta.
The invasion of Ukraine.
The president of the European Commission directly addressed Vladimir Putin and Russia's invasion of Ukraine at a speech this morning.
This is not just a matter of Ukraine's survival. This is not just an issue of European security. This is putting our whole international order into question.
Ursula von der Leyen spoke at the Davos World Economic Forum and said Ukraine must win the war and Putin's aggression must be a strategic failure. She said the EU will mobilize their full economic power to help Ukraine.
Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
Fire crews are continuing to make good progress on the Flatline fire just north of Heber. Last night, firefighters told us the fire is 30% contained. The fire is also smaller than originally reported after GPS mapping showed it burned 25 acres. Crews hope to have full containment on the fire in the next day or so.
Mental health services will be coming to more Utah kids with a new mobile response program. We get the details from KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson.
It starts with a phone number, then progresses to a mobile response, then a plan for in-home care over a period of time. Medical Director of Behavioral Health Services at Primary Children's Hospital, Lisa Giles, says families with children 20 and under qualify.
So it could be a toddler that's having an extreme temper tantrum breakdown, and you just do not know what to do because the behaviors are so extreme. To a teenager who's feeling suicidal.
She says the SMR program with its personal and paced approach has helped keep at least 30% fewer families out of the ER in times of crisis. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Crisis Line is 801-587-3000. You can also download the SafeUT app.
A young Boy Scout is speaking out about his run-in with a black bear in a wilderness area about 50 miles from New York City. 12-year-old Henry Ayers was attacked by a bear on May 1st while camping with his Boy Scout troop from Cooperstown at Harriman State Park. The boy says the bear bit his leg through his sleeping bag. Henry and his friends were able to scare the animal away, but he's got 9 rabies shots since the bite.
I made a mistake. I left some of my food in my bag. I spilled some on my leg. And it was other people. They left a lot of trash around. So you have to be really, and leave no trace.
Yep, that's the lesson there. Oh, wow. Still, Henry says the terrifying experience has not put him off on camping, which is amazing.
Anything that smells yummy is a calling card for a bear, including your toothpaste, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. First look traffic. Let's go back over to Andy Farnsworth.
A couple crashes on freeways right now affecting drivers. We've got one off to the left on North 15 near the Bangor exit in Draper. It's got traffic slow back to Point of the Mountain. And now we have one on westbound 80. It's about halfway between 7th East and State Street. It's blocking part of the right lane, and it's affecting those of you trying to get on the freeway westbound I-80 at 7th East and those of you who are already on the main flow, especially if you're in those right two lanes. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:05.
Utah's morning news has inside sources.
Primary elections are happening across southern states today.
Joining us live in studio, the host of Inside Sources, Boyd Matheson. We just heard from ABC that the early voting in Georgia, crazy. It's like, what did they say, 850,000, yeah. I think? And I looked at some of the statistics this morning. That is 180% increase over the same point in 2018, 149% increase from 2020.
Yeah, it's amazing. And that's a good thing. We want people engaged and involved in it. It's going to be a really interesting several races to watch there in the state of Georgia that will be interesting. Of course, a lot of the chatter lately has been about the Republican primaries and where former President Donald Trump has weighed in and where he hasn't, what the influence was. And as both of you know, I'm one of those who believes that endorsements are absolutely worthless when it comes down to the end. And usually candidates that are talking about endorsements or talking about debates, it's usually because they're losing. And so we're going to see that play out a little bit today in the state of Georgia. The governor's race there, the former president endorsed David Perdue, and it looks like David Perdue will lose by somewhere 15% to 30%. It will not even be close there in the state of Georgia. We also know earlier races in Pennsylvania, still too close to call, under 1,000 vote difference there. So still watching how that one plays out. And so the interesting thing from the Republican standpoint is that the former president does have a sway on a percentage of the base, but it's only a small percentage. It's about 30%. In fact, none of the candidates that the president has endorsed has gone over 32% in a Republican primary. And most of it, those that are winning because they're working hard, they're doing the right things, they're getting the right support and moving it forward. Democrats also have a big race today in Texas. It's a runoff election and really pits the liberal wing of the party against the moderate wing of the party, kind of more the Joe Biden wing of the party. And so it'll be interesting to watch
that. That's the race that was after redistricting. They put two in the same district, right?
Yes, that's correct. And we're also going to see that play out in New York with their redistricting. They're going to have several current members of Congress that are now in the same district.
Yeah.
So always interesting.
Yeah. These polls are going to close at like 5 o'clock Mountain time.
That's correct.
And so we should know something, I would think, right in the middle of Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news today.
Absolutely.
Be listening between 3 and 7 o'clock, but don't miss Inside Sources today with Boyd, 1 to 3 each weekday on KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.